Welcome back, everyone, to the Xamarin Show, Snack Pack Edition. Today, I'm going to be talking about the version control that's built into Visual Studio for Mac. This is going to enable you to easily clone repos, whether they're in Subversion or on Git or even on GitHub or Bitbucket or anywhere else, or even using Visual Studio Team Services and having a Git there. So what we're going to do today is show you how to clone a repo, make some branches, and actually push some code automatically, but also show you some of the tooling that's built right in to easily do some diffs and blames, which is really cool. So let's get started and hop over to Visual Studio for Mac. So here I am with Visual Studio for Mac, and this is available in all editions of Visual Studio for Mac. Now, what we're going to see here is that I could easily come and create a new project. I could open existing projects or filter projects here. But up top, we have this version control. And this version control is going to give us the ability to check out existing repos, add files, remove files, and do anything in the in version control. So what we want to do is tap on checkout. And we can easily connect to a repo or go ahead and register one. So I'm going to actually remove this so we can start from scratch completely here. So we can connect or register this repo that we're going to add over and over again. So I'm going to hit add on here. And this will allow me to pick between a Git or a Subversion backend. So I'm going to pick Git, and we're going to clone my MVVM helpers repo here. Now, this is a repo that I use, and I've demoed here on the Xamarin Show before. So let's go over to Chrome, and here it is. This is my GitHub repo, and I'm just going to go ahead and tap on the home. I'm going to say clone, and here I'm just going to go ahead and copy the SSH. You could also use HTTPS if you want to, but I'm just going to use the SSH here because I've already registered my machine with SSH and GitHub. So all I need to do now is just, I'm going to zoom in here a little bit, is go ahead and tap on this URL, paste it in. It go ahead and it figures out that it's SSH protocol and knows all the ports to talk to and just hit go. Now when I tap on that, I also need to give it a target directory where it's going to clone my repo. So here, I'm just going to go ahead and tap on this MVVM helpers directory. There it is. You can put it wherever you want, and I'm going to hit checkout. I'm going to go ahead and make sure it clears it out, and it's going to clone and pull down my actual branch. So what's cool here is that it shows me all my solutions, all my projects. I can go ahead and restore my NuGet packages and start working instantaneous because it already found my solution that was built right in here. Now, what's really nice is I have the solution tapped. I'm going to go version control, and I'm going to go to log. Now, what's nice here is that this is the full Git log. This has every single change right here. So if I actually want to look here at the changes, I can see that in this one, I updated my Veyer and my new spec. I can go ahead and tap down and actually look at the diff of what was added or what was removed. So if I look at some bigger changes here in the base view model, I can see that I changed some properties here, and I've added them here. If there's other people that added or committed code, you're going to see their actual revision property. You're going to see their name. You can see I've worked on a lot of this, but I have some pull requests that came in from the community. So that's pretty cool just from a point of view of going in and just looking at all of the history of the entire project. But let's say I come in and I want to start working on different branches. So I can now come in to manage branches and remotes. This will pull up the branches and it automatically clone and track the master. I can look at my tags, which I don't have any, but I can also look at the remote branch here. I could add additional remote branches, and I can see I have a Xamarin Show branch right here. So what I'll do is I'll say, let me create a new local branch. I'm gonna call it just Xamarin Show. And we're gonna link it to this branch that already exists. There we go, Xamarin Show. So they're linked together. I'm gonna say switch to branch. There we go. So now, right here, we're actually on the Xamarin Show, we're linked to that branch, and I can start modifying some code. So let's say I open up this MVVM helpers, I go into my base view model, and I have all my properties here. Now, what's really cool is before I even get started is I can come down to the bottom, and we're gonna see changes, blame, and log, and merge, so if I was merging in. So when I go to log, for this specific file, we're now gonna see all of the Git commits that actually modified this actual file. I can look at who modified it, when they modified it. If I go into the blame, we're gonna actually see this nice split view with the source code and what commit where the code files were actually brought in. So I can see if something went wrong, I can look back in history. I don't have to do or mess around with any command line tools. Everything is brought in right here, including the commit hash that was brought in and the comments. But let's say I come in now and go back to the source and I want to modify some code. Go ahead and copy and paste this here. And I'll say other title. That's good. I'll say other title. And we'll go ahead and add this new property in here. Now I'll go ahead and save it. And what's really nice is as I'm modifying a lot of code, I can now come into the changes tab. And this gives me a split view that will show me my actual source code. And then it'll also show me the diff that's here. So if I come modify a few other things and I say, well, this should really be is not busy 2, for instance, and I go ahead and look at the changes, I can see I can go up and down to the different changes that were added or removed right here in the source code. And I get this nice visual tree that's represented. So let's say now we want to add that property and just the only changes that we have are these 1. I can now come up into version control and I can go ahead and revert files, remove the file, look at the diffs, look at the blames, I can do anything in here, but I can also review the solution and commit changes. So what we can see here is I brought into this commit, refresh, revert, I can do patches. Additionally, I can also do stashes too, which is really nice. What's cool is that inline, it'll show me the modifications and I can tap to actually add and remove the different files that are here. I'm gonna go ahead and add a commit and I'll say add new property. I'll go ahead and commit this in. Now what's nice is that it'll show me the actual commits that I want. I'm gonna go ahead and say push changes to the remote repository after changes and hit commit. Now what's really cool is that it's already committed it locally and I wanna actually now push that up. And I can choose what branch or whatever I wanna do and I'm gonna push it to the Xamarin Show branch and push the changes. Now at this point, if you haven't logged in or you haven't added SSH, it'll prompt you for credentials. But really, I've pushed all the changes up there. And in fact, immediately when I come up here, I can see that there's the Xamarin Show. I could compare this pull request. I could jump to that branch of that code that was just modified. We could take a look right here at the code commits. There's the new property that's being built up. And just like that, without having to leave the IDE at all, I've cloned the repo, saw the changes to my source code, all from Visual Studio for Mac. So that is a quick sneak peek at looking at the version control that's built in to Visual Studio for Mac. And there's a lot more in there that I didn't get to go over. So take a peek at it if you're using Git backends or Subversion backends. The setup is exactly the same. So with that, this has been the Xamarin Show. Until next time, I'm James, and I can't wait to see you in the next episode of the Xamarin Show.